Okay, here we go.
Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Ariana Grande and The Weeknd. A little moment. What is the name of the song? It's called
Off the Table.
Off the Table. Off the Table. And yes, we're back with another episode of the B. Scott Show podcast. I am here with my wonderful, splendiferous producer, Brian Vasquez.
Hey.
Back in the day, I used to say splendiferous divine. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm really grateful to be here today. And as I've been saying, I have started to look at the podcast as an opportunity to fellowship and talk to my dear love muffins. And this week is no different. I do feel this week is different because I feel a weight has been lifted off of my spirit.
Okay.
I did not realize how much that orange Cheeto was weighing on my spirit. I did not realize how much Donald Trump was just like, he was like a damn boulder on my shoulders. And, you know, having to every day, and we still are right now, every day wake up to lies and, you know, confusion and disruption and just anarchy. Like Donald Trump in and of himself is anarchy.
He ain't gonna go quiet.
Yeah. And he got his ass whooped. He got his ass whooped in the presidential election. There's no other way to put it. It's not a close election. And their whole strategy about the election was very transparent and very obvious from a long time ago. Donald Trump started telling his followers and his potential voting base to not do mail-in ballots and to vote in person. Meanwhile, the Democrats was telling everyone to do mail-in ballots and do that over voting in person because of concerns for COVID. We are in and still in a pandemic, okay? And so because Democrats are not stuck on stupid, like the majority of Republicans are in regards to COVID, millions and millions of Democrats sent in mail-in ballots, as well as certain states, like, for example, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has, unless I'm mistaken, they've never done mail-in ballots to the magnitude that they did in this presidential election because of the pandemic. Their elections department or whatever agreed or decided that, you know, if you request anyone and everyone that's eligible to vote in Pennsylvania, you can request a ballot to vote absentee, right? Or mail-in, I don't know what's called absentee or is mail-in ballots or whatever, mail-in voting. And in California, everyone who was eligible to vote just automatically got one. We didn't even have to request. Okay. And so, and what happens is, you know, and then some, and then the Michigan, I think it was Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the Republican legislators in those states prevented enacting laws or rules that would allow those states to begin to count the ballots as soon as they were received. So they intentionally made it so the ballots could not be counted until election day or the day after the election. They, Donald Trump and his team and the Republicans all did that purposely. So then that way they can paint the mail-in voting, those mail-in ballots, as being fraudulent. There is nothing fraudulent about counting a vote that has been submitted by mail. These people have, you know, people requested it, an eligible voter requested it. The ballot was sent to them. Their vote, they voted by mail and sent back in. And it's all of this is like continues to go through the process of verification. So it was just, I believe Donald Trump and his team knew that he was going to lose quite significantly going into this election. And this was their ploy. This was just, they knew they weren't going to win, but they just wanted to taint it. They just wanted to make it seem like it was stolen, but it wasn't. And we also, in media, we have got to stop giving Donald Trump a platform. And I never thought the day would come that Fox News would turn away from Donald Trump. They literally cut away from him. If I'm not mistaken, there's a video clip of them cutting away from Donald Trump because he was just, you know, it was either Donald Trump or his press secretary. One of the two, they cut away from. And that is something that they never did. And I got some information. I don't know whether it's not as exclusive, but you can drop the exclusive sound.
A.B. Scott.
Exclusive!
just fucking because, you know, just fucking because. So basically, you know, the information that I got was that Donald Trump is, you know, he is thinking about making his own platform. You know, he's thinking about doing his own, he's in pre-production of like Trump TV, like a Trump TV channel. And this channel is allegedly and supposedly going to be for a fee of $6.99 a month. And that, as you know, could potentially equate to a lot of money, being that 70 million people voted for him. That's the scary part. Biden did get 75 million, but Trump also got 70 million people voting for him. And 55% of white women voted for him. 55%. That means some racist ass motherfuckers in this country. It's like, I don't know what other way to put it. It's like some racist, it's the majority of, I mean, basically that's what it means. The majority of white people are racist. When you get to 55%, like he has insulted every possible group in this country, including disabled people. He has immigrants. He has, you know, put kids and children in cages. He has lost their parents. He has, you know, like, been on the side of, always on the side of the police and the, you know, the people who have murdered innocent black people on the street, like every step of the way. But 55% of white women still voted for him. 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. And that's scary. That's what we, you know, we now have, we are now seeing exactly where we are. But getting back to the exclusive information that I have. So basically, he is thinking about doing his own channel. And I believe not, that is not Trump. I mean, Fox News didn't turn against him because they are, nothing has changed with their situation and their support of Trump, other than Trump is now thinking about doing his own channel. And that's why I believe that they are now taking a turn against him in terms of how they spin information related to him. Fox News actually said that that Trump was the winner of Arizona way ahead of everyone. They called Arizona for a Biden way ahead of everyone. And the Trump campaign and Trump himself, they were livid. Because no one else called it. Everybody said, it's too close. We're not going to call it. And Fox News called it. And that's when you know that Fox News ain't fucking with Trump no more. As well as Newsmax has turned on Trump as well. Because Newsmax is acknowledging the fact that Biden is the president-elect. And they ran an op-ed piece about how Mike Pence should handle the transition with the Biden campaign and not Donald Trump, right? So that just means that if they're handling a transition, that means that Biden has won the election. Trump does not want people to say that Biden has won. Biden is the president-elect. And it seems as though, I mean, he's firing people. He's putting in more people, that he's going on about business as if he's not about to leave the White House. And so that makes me think, I mean, it's like we still in our mind think that certain things are so far off. It could never happen. And then they happen. And then we like, oh, my God, I'm so shocked. Like, it is a potential that Donald Trump could try to do a coup.
I agree. I completely agree with you.
Like, it's like he's literally doing it in front of our eyes. Like, why are you hiring or firing people right now when you about to get your ass up out of there? You about to lose your job. Like, why are you like firing defense, the Secretary of Defense, like, and hiring a new person and trying to switch some things around the FBI? And it's like, we cannot continue to sit by and just let it happen. Like, we, like, that's the thing that frustrates me about the Democrats. Like, we just play by the rules. And meanwhile, Donald Trump doesn't even know what a rule is. Like, he's doing everything but looking at the rule book. And that's why he's been so hard to control. That's why he's just, you know, that's why it's so dangerous to have a person like Donald Trump in the presidency. Because he's testing every boundary. And the thing that is, one positive thing of it is also, I believe, had it not been for Trump doing what he was doing or using his executive power as he has, I don't think the Democrats would use it the way they're about to use it. Biden is now going to go and do a lot of things via his executive orders to overturn what Trump has done and then some. And one of the main things that he can do day one is to reverse all of the stuff with DACA. All the Dreamers, all that whole situation. Get, you know, streamline the process so they can attain citizenship, keep their citizenship, and also start voting. You know, it's a lot going on. And then, you know, speaking of voting, I saw that, you know, Eva Longoria, she got up on MSNBC and, you know, the host was saying that Black women saved the day and that Black women were the reason why we, you know, pulled out the election. And she's now saying she misspoke, but how it came across was like, well, that's okay, but the real MVPs is Latina women. That's pretty much how it came across. She was like, yeah, yeah, that's cool, but the real MVPs are Latina women. It's like, oh my goodness. Do we have another Gina Rodriguez on our hands? You know, because Gina be saying, you know, she stays saying some shit that she shouldn't be saying about people of color. She did a video talking about, you know, niggas give me heebie-jeebies. I was like, is this what you Latinas think of us? Is this what you truly feel? You know? But then Kerry Washington came out and said, no, she didn't mean it that way. We're in the trenches together. We are in the trenches. She said, Kerry Washington said, we're in the trenches. What trenches?
Some trenches, all right.
Y'all rich women in. What trenches are you really in?
Trenches.
Trenches. And then she went on Jora Reid's show and, you know, did a well-done apology. She just, you know, hit the nail on the head. She said, you know, that she, what she said was, you know, wrong and she shouldn't have said it. And that's not what she meant. And it seems to be have been received well by many people. But at the end of the day, I just think sometimes things come out in a way where it's just hard for me not to take it the way you said it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, you can't, like, how do you not mean to say the real MVPs are the Latina women? Like, how does that not, like, that came from a place, and she was trying to say that what she was saying it in regards, in comparison to Latino men.
The way it came out is the way it came out.
Yeah. And then if you can't control the way it came out, you might need to shut your ass up. That just needs to happen. Like, you know, what we have learned is that we have got to stop listening to these celebrities. These celebrities, they just, like, a lot of times they're not educated on the issues. A lot of times they have these, you know, biases and things they bring to the table. And it ends up just making you look at them as just like, you just don't look at them the same in any way. Mm-hmm. Like, Kanye's been gone, gotta go. Ice Cube, gotta go. And his platinum plan. He can take that platinum plan and put it up his ass. Fuck his platinum plan. Ice Cube can go. And the thing about that is that his son looks so much like him, it makes me feel like both of them can go. Just like, he just messing up every
just
situation.
Association.
Dissociation, because they look like twins. Both of y'all can go because you look like your daddy.
That's fucked up.
Dennis, what was the other one? It was like a bunch of them. 50 Cent can go because he never cleared up. He was the one that really, started, you know, bringing attention to Joe Biden's tax plan that, you know, people over $400,000 will be taxed at a higher rate than they are currently taxed. And he's the one that put that out to people in general, because, you know, people in general, what I realize is that a lot of people think they're in the $400,000 tax group, and they not. A lot of people think they make a lot more money than they do, because they're talking about problems that, you know, people who make over $400,000 represent less than 1% of our population. So the vast majority of people would not be affected by this new tax implementation that Biden wants to do. But 50 Cent helped that messaging and that, you know, miseducation or misinformation to be put out there as a negative against Biden going into the election. He did that. And then it took for a white woman, Chelsea Handler, to come in, which is his ex-girlfriend, to come in and chastise him to get him to, according to her, because they had a conversation and he told her that he doesn't support Trump and he supported Biden, and she can go in the Breakfast Club and tell them that. Well, why didn't your ass clear it up? Because you were the one that posted a meme on Instagram going in on Biden. You should have came out in support of Biden and said, and clear it up yourself. You know, be a man about it. You don't need a white woman to come and help you clear up your mess. And what she said to him was true, you know, and she later apologized and said, oh, you know, I should have never reminded him that he's a black person. Yes, the hell you should. We need to remind these rich moguls that use the community to get their money. And then once they get their money, they pretend like they don't belong to the community anymore. These men start acting like white women. They think, you know, I'm a white woman. A white, white woman. That's what they do. They're like, yeah, they get that money, baby, and they get real white on you. I don't think I know you at all. Who are you? Oh my goodness. I'm really concerned about the $400,000 tax plan. I'm going to be paying a lot of taxes. That's literally what they do. And I think I'm missing one more.
Lil Wayne.
Hot damn ho. Here we go again. Lil Wayne and that one dread that's hanging on for dear life. Lil Wayne looks like he got mites. It looks like he got mites in his head. Every time I see him, it's like it got to be a combination of mites and lice. They've been in there fighting, they're eating each other. You know, like you look closely and things start to moving. That's what I think is going on in Lil Wayne's head. And he went and took a picture with Trump and said he supported Trump and all that. And then we ran a story. We ran a story from the information that came to us that, you know, after Lil Wayne did that, his girlfriend broke up with him. And that story did really well for lovebscott.com. A lot of people clicked on that story. I mean, a lot of people clicked on that story. And then, you know, I don't know, there was some rumblings that that's, you know, somebody was trying to say that's not quite what happened. Like, she tweeted something and she deleted the tweet. And then he posted something basically to the point of like, you know, his political beliefs are going to be what they are. And then he's not going to change that for love or something like that. You know, a roundabout message that way. And then we ran a story recently that they may be back together. I don't know. People make up the breakup. But could I be in a relationship with a Trump supporter? Hell to the no. Hell to the no. I posted something on my Instagram that said, if you tell somebody that you love them, you can't tell somebody you love them and then go and vote for somebody that will hurt them. You can't say, I love you. You can't say to your friends, I love you and I am here for you. I support you. And then you go and vote for a person that will hurt them and who they are. Because of who they are, their policies will hurt them. You can't do that. No, you don't have the freedom to do that. Well, you do have the freedom to do that, but you're not a friend. You don't love me. You can't go and vote for somebody that it stands for everything that I am innately not, or is against everything that I innately am, and then say you love me. No, no, no. One of the best things about this whole situation is that it has allowed me to see people for who they are. I am happy that I see people now more clearly for who they are. I now see the lay of the land a lot better. It's a lot of like, you know, that we were doing, it just makes me understand that we were doing a lot of pretend. We were doing a lot of make-believe in terms of where this country actually was. Where this country is 75 million people are more progressive and more, you know, open-minded and liberal and trying to go to a better future. And then there's 70 million people over there that is racist. It means no way you can vote for Trump and not be a racist. I just don't do it. I don't believe it. People come up with different type of rationales, and different reasons, religious reasons, and this, that, and other. And I just want to, you know, physical conservatism, whatever you call it. A physical conservative, I think is what it's called. Like when you want to financially, you know, cut back on things or whatever. I mean, it's the reasonings just don't add up. It's like nothing adds up that you could be voting for someone that represents all the things that he represents. And to think that 55% of white women still voted for him and he was talking about grabbing women by the pussy. Like that still doesn't, that still is shockingly repulsive to me. Just grab them by the pussy. Wow.
72 million people.
Oh, 72 million.
That's right.
Oh, wow. So, because that means that Biden is up to what, 77?
77.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, update those numbers. 72 racist fucks. 72 million racist fucks. Yeah. And every time you see a Trump supporter somewhere talking, it's just a little dumb. Like, why are you just, dumb. You stupid. You stuck on stupid.
Yeah, they're so hard-headed about it.
Yeah. Like, Trump supporters like miss elementary school classes. Like, you didn't go to no classes ever, did you? Just look, just sound like, like, what? And every conspiracy theory possible, they believe it. He has such a palpable group. Like he has a group that's so easily manipulated. That's what makes them so dangerous. No one is questioning or trying to get any alternative information than information that has been given to them. And that's why one saving grace for Fox, even though they're doing it, not because they are afraid of spreading misinformation. They're doing it because Donald Trump is potentially starting his own network. They are toeing the line in terms of saying that Biden is the new president. He won the election, and they are not so quickly across the board. I did see some of their shows are still trying to peddle the conspiracy fraud, explanation that Donald Trump is trying to put out there in terms of why he lost the election. But for the most part, I'm seeing that Fox is not going off the deep end with it. They're not. I was hoping and praying that they would stop with all this propaganda and being in Trump's back pocket, and they have. So I don't know. I definitely feel a lot better than I would have felt if Trump would have won. And if the roles were reversed, I just wouldn't know what to do with myself. Because there would be no country left if Trump had 4 more years. We will be living in, like, we would have a dictator. Like, it was no way. Like, it was just like every system that we had. I can't even get past the fact that, like, he actually slowed down the post office. That was a part of it too. He wanted the ballots not to reach there in time to be counted, or he wanted the ballots to reach there after the election, and then try to say the ballots that came after election day, even though they were mail-in ballots, shouldn't be counted. That's one of the lawsuits that he has in Pennsylvania, is that the ballots that, even though they were postmarked before the election or on election day, he's trying to say that these ballots that arrive after election day should not be counted. And that's just something that's crazy, because people in the military, they send in their ballot. I think most states allow military ballots, which are mail-in ballots, to be received up to a week or two after the election. And that's always been the case.
I tuned out of most of this stuff just because I know this is going to drag out for a while.
Yeah. We have to come together as a country. 72 million people. That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And we have to live with each other. And we have to have some level of decency and respect for each other if we want to continue any type of normalcy in life in this country. Okay. Agreed. And I have another exclusive. So drop it again. Drop enough. Go drop, drop.
A.B. Scott.
Exclusive!
That's motherfucking right. So, okay, this one, I'm going to have to do it in a way that I'm saying something, but I'm not saying something because of what I'm saying.
What? One more time.
I'm saying something, but not saying something because of what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is, okay, and on the Housewives of Atlanta, some reports came out that they are experiencing a COVID situation and that it's someone in production. My sources are saying that it's more of a situation than that. And that's why certain things were canceled with the quickness, and they are, really trying to figure out the extent of the situation so everyone can feel like they are safe. And, this has happened several times on the Housewives of Atlanta, that people this season, like several times within 5 months, this has happened. But this time it's more severe because of the people that could have been potentially affected. And the reason why I don't want to go into any further detail is because I don't want to be in the business of talking about people's health. If that makes sense. Does that make sense to you, Brian?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't want to give actual names, getting down to all the way the nitty gritty as to what I know, but just know that I know it. Okay. Know that I know it.
It's implied.
It's implied. But there's a situation. The COVID situation right now is a situation.
Shit.
Very much so. You know, and production is shut down. Shut down. Down. It's like, eek.
Is it Bolo?
The way Bolo was moving around and stuff, honey, I would risk it all. Shit, I might risk it all. I might be like Portia and Tanya and risk it all and be in there. I might. Baby, the way he was moving and grinding, and I said, well.
It's a direct injection right there.
Right. It's a COVID special. You know, so I wish the people that involved a speedy recovery. And I hope that they are able to get back to fitness because they're almost finished the season. It was only like, I think like 2 weeks left of the season that they had to tape. And it just really sucked that this, you know, they're more, the most extensive situation happened right at the end of production. And if I'm not mistaken, I think specifically it's like it happened 3 times in the last 5 months on The Housewives of Atlanta. But in Atlanta, where everybody is basically out in the streets as if there is no COVID, that's only to be expected. And that's the part of the reason why I didn't go to Cynthia's wedding, because I was invited to go. I was invited to go to the wedding, but I was like, I don't feel comfortable traveling right now just because of COVID. That's number one. And number two, I just knew that with a 250 guests, there's no way to protect people or for me to feel comfortable. And I'm not saying that this situation, her wedding led to the situation, because it's been too much time in between these two events. So I don't believe that this is connected to Cynthia's wedding. I was just saying COVID is the reason why I didn't come. I appreciated the invite, but I'm not going to do that. Just like Giselle said she was there and, you know, people had the mask on in the beginning and then everybody just started taking the mask off. But however, I will say that Giselle had on a face guard, and a face guard is not a mask. You need to have the face guard on and a mask underneath, honey girl, sister child. And let the Lord love your soul. Like, you got to have a mask is a mask. Like, you need a mask over your nose and your mouth. That needs to happen. That's the mask. And then you just can't wear a plastic face guard and pretend like that is wearing a mask. So she was trying to be like, she said she felt uncomfortable. Well, you were part of the reason why I would feel uncomfortable. Because you're not wearing a mask.
Right.
It's a lot of misinformation out there. You just can't wear a face guard. Face guard, what do you think is happening? You know, all around underneath, this air going through on the top, on the bottom, on the sides of that face guard. It's just a piece of plastic that is guarding your face, but it's not stopping, you know, it's not stopping anything from going in and out of your mouth. It's just going up and down. So there's a lot of problems that I was feeling like. I was like, no, I need to just, you know, lay it on down and chill out. And I think that's what's happening to this country in general, because COVID is showing up and showing out. COVID was like, you thought it was over. Nope. I'm back. That's COVID.
Go get your toilet paper.
I never understood the thing with toilet paper. I never understood that, because I could just wash my ass.
I said the same thing.
I don't understand it. I'm like, what is the toilet paper thing? Like, what? I don't get that. Like, y'all are standing in line. People were fighting over toilet paper when I can just wash my ass. Like, wash my ass. And honestly, you know, when I do a dookie duke sometimes, like, you just need to go ahead and just, like, it's better just jump in the shower. After certain dookie dukes, it's just like, you don't even need to pretend with the toilet paper. You just need to take your ass in the shower and put some soap and water on that butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just keeping it all the way 100.
Yeah, we're really getting to know you now.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting to know that I wash my ass. That's one thing about B. Scott. I'm going to have a fresh ass.
That you don't hesitate, for sure.
No, my ass smells like gardenias. The lily of the valley. The bright and something. What is the bright and morning star or sun or something? You're the lily of the valley, the bright and morning sun. Yep. That's what's going on back there. But yeah, it's like COVID is surging all over. And it's surging right before a potential vaccine could come out. So there's a new vaccine that is coming out potentially that has a 90% efficiency rate. That means that 90% of the people that take it will, if they're exposed to COVID, won't contract COVID. From what I understand of it, if there's any physicians listening to the show, like my best friend in New York, and if I'm wrong about that, just, you know, text me, be like, girl, you got it wrong. But I think that 90% means that it has 90% of the people that would take the vaccine will have protection against the COVID virus. Okay. But however, there's concerns about, do we know the long-term effects of taking this virus? No, because they just came up with the virus yesterday.
And what about that 10%?
That 10% means, you know, yeah. Get in where you fit in. You're fucked. You're fucked. Okay.
I don't know why that worries me.
Yep. I worry. I might be one that, you know, it would be my ass to be in the 10%.
Your clean ass.
Clean ass. My gardenia ass. Yeah. My lily of the valley ass. The bright morning sun, star, something. And then they have issues. They are having concerns about how to store it because it has to be like in like some sub-zero, some type of temperature, that, you know, in order for it to maintain its effectiveness. And how would they transport it? And then will they be able to produce millions and millions and millions and millions of it? You know what I mean? And then who would get it? I mean, Dr. Fauci just basically said, like, you know, it was almost like order of importance.
That's basically what he said. Yep.
I think he said something to the point of like, it's like order of importance. Like, you know, well, you know, we'll just have to prioritize. What the hell does that mean? Prioritize it. What else is going on in the world? I'm looking at these topics. I saw that Safari and Erica Mena broke up. Then they got back together. It's like all this like breaking up, getting back together. Lamar and his fiance broke up. You know, she announced that they weren't together on Instagram. And then you know, she called off engagement. Now, then I turn around and like the next day or so, they're celebrating the 1 year engagement. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these people. Then we have Larissa Pippen. Coming out and telling all the tea about the Kardashian situation and how, you know, the part that stood out to me the most about what she had to say, because right now her and the Kardashians have completely fallen out. They don't hang out. It's a wrap. It's over. And I feel like it has something to do with Tristan and that whole situation. And she confirmed that she actually was talking to Tristan before Khloé started talking to Tristan. So Tristan was laying it low and spreading it wide. Like he was there, you know what I mean? You know, it's like when you see somebody, like when your man is getting in multiple suspect situations or has been in situations or just how things just kind of playing out, it becomes like it's not the women, it's the man. And yeah. And then she said that Kanye has the whole family brainwashed and all of it is just completely messy because at the end of the day, I'm conflicted about it. Like, yes, I feel like everyone can speak their piece, but if you were really a good friend of mine or you really was like a sister to me, why on earth are you getting up and doing interviews where you are speaking on my family? Like, why are you doing that? And Larissa has money. So I don't know, you know, like, and Larissa is too old for this. Like, Larissa is like, honestly, like, you can't be, it's way past you giving up your thought days. Like, you guys got to go ahead and hang in the towel. Like, you have been retired. You should have been retired. Like, I just don't know how are you dating Tristan? And like, how did you even get in that situation? Mm-hmm. You know, and actually, was she still dealing with Scottie Pippen? Like, what are you talking about? What's the hell? A lot of the news is like, what? Wait, wait. And then I saw something about, you know, Megan Thee Stallion's stylist, you know, EJ, which is, I'm really cool with him and he's super nice and funny. And so EJ and Megan no longer work together. And then it came, you know, EJ was talking about how him and JT from the City Girls got in a fight. And I was like, wait a minute. People are fighting, like, you know, literally fighting one of the City Girls. Like, I think Megan Thee Stallion and them were at a Cardi B. Like, it's like so much tidbits in these stories. It's like, I can't keep up. So I think Megan Thee Stallion and EJ were at a Cardi B party, and so was JT from the City Girls. And somehow somebody got shoved, you know, or like, I think the City Girl pushed EJ, and I'm going to call him everything but EJ.
You do.
I want to call him ET, EJ, ED, EBT, like anything with E and something else other than EJ. So, but basically they had a full blown situation. I was like, this is like, what in the world? That also leads me to feel like, you know, what's happening is giving me insight. You know, what EJ said is giving me insight into what happens when these people get together and they get to drinking and things of that nature, which makes me still go back to what really happened with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory. I wish EJ would talk about that. Can you give us a tea about that? Do you know any tea about what happened that night? I don't know whether he was there or not, but you know, I'm pretty sure you heard something about what had happened that night. I don't necessarily care about a brawl, you know, him, you know, JT shoving EJ. I want to know what happened with, you know, with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory. Like, how did that transpire? Did you hear somebody talking about it after the fact and you could give us that tea? But it's just hilarious how, like, you know, all these things are just coming out, and it's just a lot. Like, the news is like, I feel like it's becoming more and more outrageous, so it takes more and more things to really be like, what?
Yeah, that's the top itself each time.
Yeah. Ticketmaster is going to now require negative COVID tests and a vaccine status to attend events.
How are they going to monitor that?
And people don't know how, like, I think people, there is just like a miseducation as to how viruses spread and how they incubate. Like, you could hypothetically test negative and go to an event, and during that event, because, you know, concerts are hours long or whatever, and during that event, your exposure starts to, you know what I mean? You start to produce symptoms while at the event. That's how quickly a virus can, as far as I understand, can take a hold of you, and you could start, you know, spreading it at the event, right? Because then concerts goes on for hours. Or you could have taken a negative COVID test, you know, I don't know what their time restraint is on it. It says you ever require a negative COVID test. Are they going to be testing you in the venue and you do a rapid test to be able to go inside? Or it said, no, it says you need to have a coronavirus test within 24 to 72 hours. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
Because if you had taken 72 hours, that's like 3 days ago. Right? So you could have tested negative 3 days ago and then, you know, show that test. And then you could hypothetically have not even symptoms. You could be able to spread it 3 days later from when you took the test.
It's true. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I just feel like we're going to be stuck with COVID for like years. Like, we just going to be, because this is a group project and we are failing. That's why I always hated group projects. I hate fucking group projects because, like, I don't like being responsible for other people's work or their lack of. And so this means, like, even though, you know, some people are playing by the book, I know certain people who are still quarantined. Like, they just stay in the house. They ain't been out, won't come out, won't see nobody. But it's not just about their behavior, because, you know, like, if whenever they do try to, you know, I just feel like if you have a storm surging outside, you're bound to, you know, get a gust of wind, if that makes sense. Like, because people and how they've been acting, we have a hurricane outside, basically. We have a COVID hurricane outside. And even though you're inside, it might blow your house down. That's how I feel about it. You have to go out to get food. You have to do something. You know, like, ain't nobody under absolute lockdown. And I'm just saying, like, the more people that you have, the more people who are just not following protocols, the more people out there living. And if I see one more damn person go to Tulum.
Everybody's going to Mexico. I don't get it.
Did Tulum have a Groupon special that I missed? I mean, everybody's going to Tulum. Like, I mean, what in the fuck? Like, how is everybody and a mama? Literally, there has been people, everybody and like taking their mamas and family, everybody to Tulum.
Yeah, I know a couple of people who went too.
And then they wonder why the COVID rates in Tulum are going up. Because we taking it there. People have been seeing people travel like nothing is going on. I actually seen some people, more people traveling now. Some people that I've been watching travel now than I've ever seen them travel. I guess they said, these tickets are about $5 and I'm going to go everywhere. I don't give, like, they, I don't care if something goes on with my health. At least I went to where I wanted to go. I can't check this off my bucket list. It might be the last thing I checked, but I checked it off. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I feel like I really do believe they have like a Tulum Groupon special. Like, I feel like it was a Groupon special that I missed that you could go to Tulum for $50. Like, it got to be. I feel the same way about, like, it was one point a year ago or recently where just everybody was on a yacht. Like, everybody and their mama was on a yacht. Like, I was like, that's another Groupon special that I missed. Like, can somebody please put me up on game? If there are Groupon specials for things like Tulum or yachts, can you send that to me? Because I feel like I'm missing out. Like, and I'm the type of person too. Like, once I see that, like, so many people are doing something, I don't want to do it. I've always been that way. It's like, I just don't, well, then it's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like doing what the masses are doing. I've never been that person. So, like, I'm like, damn, so shit, I don't need to do no yacht then, I guess. I don't need to go to Tulum. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it takes a, I don't know. It's not as exotic if everybody's going there. They done turn Tulum into Miami. Yeah, like, Tulum is like a part of the United States now. It's like, this is like, you too can go to Tulum with this Groupon. Discount code. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so I think that, you know, the weight has been lifted. I am so grateful for you, Love Muffins. You know, still hanging in there with me, and, you know, the podcast, we are doing the best we can to do as many podcasts as possible. But I just want you guys to know that, you know, I, just like you, during this time period and during this last year, I have felt a little bit all over the place. You know, some days I feel like, what's that? Isn't that thing? Is it some days I feel like a nut, some days I don't? Or did I make that up?
No, that's how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Some days I feel like a nut, some days I don't. You know, it's like, it's just like, some days I feel like doing a podcast, some days I don't. And today was the day I felt like doing it, and we came together, and I hope you enjoyed it. I thank you for your support. I thank you for going to lovebscott.com. There is some great news that is coming, but I don't want to specifically speak on anything until the ink is completely dry. Okay. But I do think that, you know, great things are coming for all of us, and we just have to continue on, continue pushing. Yes, we all have bad days and days where we don't feel our best, but to know that those days don't last forever. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And until next time, double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com. We'll be right back.